We are joined now in the studio by Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, who has been out on the roads with his team, keeping everyone safe and monitoring road conditions and everything else this morning. Sheriff, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron. I'm great. And I hope that, let me just say, if the listeners are expecting me to come in here and try to top Alicia's selective reading, that ain't gonna happen. But I will say,
it was such a good poem, wasn't it?
If you went to sleep with visions of sugar cookies dancing in your head, you're gonna be disappointed.
Was the night before the snowfall?
You'll be disappointed. You're not gonna make a snowman this morning.
Unfortunately,
I will say that the roads are in very good condition, considering what we thought they might be. I rode in this morning and had no issues whatsoever. I'll tell you, you know, there's always the discussion about black ice and what it looks like and where it's at and how to find it. If you're riding down the road this morning and you see reflection on the road, that's black ice. It's cold out there. And as you said, the water that was on the road last night's frozen, just like it would if it was in your freezer. I've talked with the troops out on the road. They've had a quiet morning, which is good. That's great. Our late night was domestics and a couple of rescue calls, but no traffic accidents, knock on wood. That's great. And I think a lot of that's got to do with our public. We talk about the fact that, you know, we've got a cooperative public here in the county, and when we ask them to stay off the road or give the plow some room, they do. And we greatly appreciate that, because that reduces the need for our emergency services to become tied up in whatever catastrophe that's been caused.
Yeah. What do you do in advance for something like this?
It's a good question. So, you know, you listen to what's going on around you. We've got a very robust emergency services division within the county, and Kirby Saunders and Sarah Picard, they keep us, you know, closely tuned to what's going on. Within the sheriff's office itself, we make sure that all the staff is ready to go and understands, you know, there's a delineation between we're going to ride around and see how things are going and we're going to park. And they know when that happens. David Berry does a really good job over our patrol division to make sure that the vehicles that he and Major Farrington, Nate Farrington, they work together to make sure the vehicles are up to par. Their service has been done. We encourage the officers to go ahead and fill up just in case power outages occur. Not that we can't get it, but the areas that you can get it are limited. You know, you just want to make sure your equipment's right for what you got to deal with. So there is some preparation, but, you know, we've been doing this for so long, it just sort of happens.
It's like check off the list, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, and going for the rest of the day today, we'll talk with the National Weather Service in a minute, but they're saying about another inch or so of snow. So not a huge winter event, but certainly a less than ordinary day weather-wise for us. So what does the rest of your day hold, and what's the advice for folks who are getting through this day?
Well, we do find ourselves again in that wait-and-see position. You know, this is the line that the weather folks talk about all the time. You know, you've got the bubble of the temperature and then the line of the precipitation, which Roxborough usually, you know, is where that's at. But as I said, if you got up wanting to build a snowman, you're going to be disappointed. If you thought you might be able to lay out of work because you couldn't get in, that's not going to work today. And thankfully, a lot of us are already out of work, or whether you're thankful or not, you're able to work remotely. And, you know, that always helps in times like this. It helps the businesses. It doesn't necessarily help the person who doesn't want to work. But
right.
I think by and large, everybody's ready to get out and do something.
Yep. Again, about an inch of snow more to come later on today. A little bit of a dusting last night. Be careful out there if you're hitting the roads, and give yourself a couple more minutes to scrape off your windshield this morning, which you will have to do. And I had to find my scraper. It's been a while since I've had to use that. So,
yeah. Well, they do make that defroster, and a lot of cars have auto starts.
So, yeah.
But,
yeah, the defrost and the scraper combined made it a pretty easy job.
And, you know, that's part of preparation. A lot of folks know this is going to happen.
Yep.
They lay a towel over their car's windshield before they go to sleep and wake up in the morning and just pull it off, and they're ready to go.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
That'll be for the next one. Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and thank you, 97.9 The Hill, for keeping us informed.